Hey, I'm Darren Parmenter from CSU Extension in La Plata County.
And I'm Tom Bartels from GrowFoodWell.com. This is The Garden Guys, where we help solve some of the mysteries of gardening in the Southwest. So, apples. What are you going to do with all the apples this year? What are some of the easy ways that you can process apples?
On my property, or in my yard, I don't have apple trees. So instead of us planting an additional apple tree, we might as well take advantage of all those other apples that maybe go to waste throughout our community. So we process a lot of apples. We use a lot of apples. Everything we do anything from sauce to apple rings, fruit leather, apple chutney, anything. I would, 90% of our preservation probably centers around apples. I don't have a cider press.
Do you have a neighbor with a cider press?
It's like knowing somebody with a boat, right?
Yeah.
Because
right.
That apple cider press is going to sit in your garage for about 10 months out of the year with no use, and then it's going to go full bore for 2 months. I have somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who has a nice apple press.
Apple cider, of course, is great, and it's always fun to have a cider party. Apple sauce, for me, is a really big one because you can put away a fair amount of apples using applesauce, and it's stored for the winter in canning jars with a water bath canning process.
So, Tom, I got 4 kids, right? I mean,
yeah, and you need a lot of apples.
Yeah, we need a lot
of
apples.
But you got free labor.
Yeah,
they're going to pay for
that. One would think. I compete with Instagram. So we go through a lot of apples. We really do. It's like carrots in our house. We just probably couldn't grow enough carrots because that's something that we could eat every day. And it's the same with apples. And we even talk about just preserving apples. We can't forget the fact that a fresh apple is one of the best things you could eat. It's one of the tastiest things that you can actually eat is an apple right off the tree.
Right. And even though there's a fair amount of sugar in it, it's got enough of the carbohydrates and everything around it. So you're not getting a spike in your sugar because it's coming with all that other food.
And, as I mentioned on the last episode, we have that extra fridge that hangs out in our garage. We can store a fair number of apples for a good couple months in that storage.
And do you vent that refrigerator or open it once in a while to get the ethylene gas
out
of there?
Yes, yep. While it's probably not the most energy efficient way, we keep that door open. I just maybe open that door for 5 minutes here and there just to get that ethylene, or else it will build up. And remember, ethylene is that ripening hormone.
So when you open it for a few minutes, you're just exchanging the air and getting that ethylene out of there. And then when you close it, it's going to be a new fresh
storage. But I also keep some extra beer in there, so that keeps me opening that door quite often.
Oh, that's a really good way to do
it.
So
during
if you
football
keep the
season.
Beer in that fridge, it's going to automatically force you to open the door and exchange the air.
Yep.
So apples and beer.
Boom, boom.
Okay.
Really, truly, like applesauce.
Yeah.
Apples, water, cook.
Cook.
Maybe add some cinnamon.
Yeah.
Blend, can, freeze.
Done.
Done.
Yeah.
Easy.
So easy.
So easy.
And applesauce in the middle of winter, there's nothing better. Let's say you've got a bunch of crates of apples and you just cannot see yourself getting to them in time and you're not going to be able to process. Is there a place we can bring those apples locally in the community?
Yeah, our community has really stepped up when it comes to apple trees because we saw that interaction between bears and humans, which is typically not the best of interactions.
Especially in town.
Yeah, bears like apple trees. So let's get those apples off the tree. If you have excess apples, or if you want to harvest apples from somebody who has excess, you go to Bear Smart.
Yeah.
You could go to goodfoodcollective.org.
Oh, right. And how about there are a few local cideries that are up and coming and they're really starting larger production with apple cider. I've heard that they're looking for excess apples.
They are always looking for those mixes, right? So that little bit of sweet added to the tart. So they're always creating new types of cider to sell here locally.
That's it for this episode of Garden Guys. And if you have some questions, please email us at gardenguys@ksut.org.
How about them apples?